Emma, good morning.
Hi there.
So looking at the diverse range of food choices that's available to Sydneysiders and Australians in this day and age, as well as those ones coming to us from specialty restaurants, from wellness advocates, from fine diners, how does the broad range of choices actually distort our eating culture?
Well, I think people are beginning to feel a little overwhelmed, not sure what exactly is a good choice or what they should be eating. That sort of advice and that marketing seems to change from week to week. And people do kind of get caught up in these trends that are sort of pushed out through social media and shows like MasterChef, and deciding what you're going to eat for dinner each night has become something that's really quite complex and can put a lot of people off just preparing a simple meal for themselves.
And yet Australians waste 14% of their groceries each week. Food waste is becoming a huge issue throughout our nation, with 7.5 million tonnes of food each year going to the trash. What kind of impact does that actually have on the environment and just the sort of general sort of food wastage?
Well, there's obviously a lot of resources that go into growing food, shipping food to wholesalers, then to supermarkets, and then us going and buying the food ourselves, bringing it home, storing it in the fridge. That's a whole lot of kind of non-renewable resources that are going into that process. And then for us to just throw it away, that's a huge waste and has a huge impact on the environment. And then there's obviously the impact that it has on the amount of food that's available for people to consume that don't necessarily have food. There's estimates that with, you know, up to a third of the food that's grown globally being wasted, that could kind of solve a lot of the food and hunger problems that exist around the world.
And it seems, you know, we see this distinction between dude foods and superfoods, you know, these things that are eaten as something of a bit of an extravagant treat, or these things that are superfoods and really healthy eating and the kind of things that we should be doing if we want our bodies to be in tip-top shape. And yet both of these kind of cultures and the subgenres of these cultures really have the same issue when it comes to food. It does require resourcing very specific foods and really going through a lot of them in order to prepare a simple dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the food, producing food is not an easy task. And if people are sort of buying all these ingredients for elaborate meals that fall into either that dude food category or that clean eating category, and then that meal doesn't eventuate and they end up throwing it in the bin, that is a huge source of food waste.
And we also see this popularity of putting pictures of food onto social media sites. Instagram's been a great one for that, for Instagramming every single one of your meals. This seems to have affected our food culture as well, because now we're not just thinking, well, what's great that's going into our bodies? We're also thinking about, oh, well, it's got to look good as well. It's got to be presented in some sort of way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, social media, it's well known that people sort of put their best version of themselves forward on social media, and that definitely extends to what you're eating. And sometimes the quest to Instagram things that look amazing rather than whether they're good for you or good for the environment, or, you know, whether you've actually prepared it yourself, that sort of goes out the window, and the focus is really on appearance and food trends and whether you're sort of part of that food trend.
So if we want to get away from wasting time and money, wasting 14% of our groceries each week, we want to think a little bit more about what kind of impacts this is having on the environment. What would you sort of be recommending? I mean, do we need to, you know, think even more about the food culture if we're going to continue down this same path, or do we need to shift back to simpler choices?
Yeah, I think that people probably need to think that a bit more about what they're actually putting into their body health-wise and taste-wise rather than appearance-wise. There's plenty of different ways to sort of cook for yourself simply and ensure that it's nutritious without it having to look like a beautiful Buddha bowl that you'd put on your Instagram, for example. Planning your meals a bit more as well, thinking about what you are going to cook and what's realistic that you're going to cook before you actually go to the supermarket. And I think that people kind of need to get a little more in touch with what food actually looks like and where it actually comes from. And food doesn't always look perfect, and things aren't always perfectly symmetrical that are grown in the ground. So, you know, going to farmers markets and actually buying food direct from growers rather than huge supermarket chains that we know are also part of the food waste problem, because they have such unrealistically high expectations of what produce they'll accept and sell on to their customers.
Mm. Well, Emma, thank you very much. Do appreciate getting you on, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Thanks very much. Good to be there.